Press TV's correspondent Serena Shem has been killed in a car accident near the Turkey-Syria border. She was returning from a report scene in the city of Suruç in Turkey's Urfa province when her car collided with a heavy vehicle. Shem covered reports for Press TV in Lebanon, Turkey, Iraq, Ukraine, and recently in Kobani. Over 1,000 Kurds have taken to the streets of Berlin to protest against ISIL atrocities. In the Syrian Kurdish city of Kobani, they also voiced their opposition to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's stance on the situation in Kobani, which might reignite the Turkey-PKK conflict. The Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council has said Tehran is doubtful about the intentions of the so-called anti-ISIL coalition led by the U.S. Ali Shamkhani says the military campaign will trigger insecurity in the region. Shamkhani made the comments during a meeting with Lebanon's Defense Minister Samir Mokbel in Tehran. A top commander from the so-called Free Syrian Army says the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have been training Syrian militants since the start of the Syrian unrest in 2011. He says the training has been centered on Saudi soil. The U.S. had earlier confirmed collaboration with Saudi Arabia over training anti-Damascus forces. A new expose by Israeli political commentator Ehud Yarti confirms collaboration between anti-Damascus insurgents and Israel. The analyst has been cited as saying that Israel has so far treated over 1,400 wounded militants. Yarti has also confirmed secret meetings between some militant groups and the Israeli army in northern occupied Palestine. In Iraq, 17 Shia worshippers have been killed in a bombing in Al-Harathiya district west of Baghdad. According to security officials, a bomber detonated his explosive belt outside of a Shia mosque. Several worshippers attending prayers also got injured. Iraq witnesses similar deadly incidents almost on a daily basis. And a Palestinian girl has lost her life after being run over by an Israeli settler in the occupied West Bank. The settler fled the scene after hitting 5-year-old Enes Khalil on the main road in the town of Sinjar near Ramallah. Another 8-year-old girl was also badly injured. Hundreds of people have staged a demonstration in front of the Saudi embassy in London. Protesters condemned Riyadh for sentencing prominent dissident cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr to death and warned against his execution. They were holding placards condemning rights violations in Saudi Arabia.